Hello, everybody. This is the Local Service Podcast. Today is a Saturday, shooting a video on Saturday for the podcast because it's been a busy week and just haven't really had time to do it. But if there's one thing I know to make things happen, is just to do things consistently. And that, in it, with it by itself, is like a huge marketing, milestone. Those are way different. I guess a tomb is a milestone. But anyways, today I wanted to talk about Google Ads strategy. So within Google Ads, you have several options. And I think sometimes people look at them and expect things to happen when they are not together. So what I mean by that is, let's think of an example. So, okay, imagine your goal is to get really fit, like bodybuilding wise. So, like, you have to lift weights, you have to eat right, you got to sleep good. Like, that's how you, and you want to obviously gain muscle, right? So, to do that, you have to eat a certain amount. And over time, over like 5 years or whatever, you'll get to a point where what you envision happens if you want to do bodybuilding, right? Now, let's say you want to become a long distance runner or even just marathons, and you want to have a pace, a very good pace of 7 minutes a mile, which in my own world, that is pretty good to do a whole marathon. I don't think that's elite level, but that's like really good. And so in order to do that, you have to run pretty much all the time. You have to also eat accordingly, right? Because if not, you're gonna gas yourself out. And you have to work on your form. You have to get your nutrition right. But if your goal is to become a bodybuilder, that's one strategy. And if your goal is to become a long distance runner, a marathon runner, that's another strategy. And you really can't do both. I mean, can you? Of course, are there people that do it? Yes. But like, it's not supposed to happen. Like, you pick one or the other. That's why you don't see a bunch of bodybuilders running 26 miles marathons. You don't see 26 mile marathon runners doing bodybuilding shows. And so that is kind of the idea behind Google Ad, or this talk, is that sometimes we mix the two, and in order to get the best results, we can't be flipping and flopping, because it's just not possible to do both things at once unless you build it in a manner where it's easily understood. And so let's dig into that, okay? So, and I'm using a client as an example. So let's just use it. So I have a client that is a business funding business. That's funny. What they do is they provide loans to small businesses. And so if it's a restaurant that needs 100K to start up their business, if it's a doctor who wants some money to help get their practice going, if it's a real estate that wants to get money in order to start building stuff, that's what they do for small businesses. They can honestly target anybody, but let's just go ahead and do the whole thing, the whole consultation, because we've taken it from this thing like, okay, this is who we are. We can, somebody comes to me really excited saying, okay, we can give loans to like pretty much anybody, any small business. Here's like 50 industries which we can serve. Let's go after all of them. We have the best financing available. The interest is like their package is very attractive in their eyes. And so they're extremely excited. They're like, let's just go after everything. Like, let's do it. And I'm like, let's do it. And then it turns out, okay, we're talking about strategy here, right? So this is the whole how we figure it out, right? Hey, Mr. Client Guy, that sounds great. I am 100% down to do it. So what are we talking about? Okay, you're a new business. You want to go after everything everywhere. You got to be working with some serious cash, because you can't advertise everywhere at all times for everything, because you would have to be a giant. Like, not even giant corporations do that. Not even, it just doesn't, you can't do that. So in my head, I'm like, love the enthusiasm. We gotta make it more realistic. Not that you can't be unrealistic with your goals, but like, you start from square one and then you build to square 50,000. Like, it's a process. And so it turns out the client has less than $1,000 to spend on Google Ads, which is totally fine. Not a problem with that. We can run ads for you for under $1,000 a month. But you cannot reach all of America, all industries that need loans, because it is just, there's just not, you want to spend, you know how much money you would need for that? Like, you can spend $1,000 a day just on that in America easily, because it's a very, once you do the research, it's a very popular thing. Like, people are looking up loans for small businesses. Not only that, but there's a lot of companies that are willing to pay to bid for those keywords. So let me walk you through it. So it starts off, let's do everything. I'm like, okay, no, because we can't. We don't have enough resources to reach everyone everywhere. In fact, we don't even have a support team. Somebody calls, like, who's going to pick up, right? The business that we're helping. And so, okay, so we tailor it down. So now we're going to do real estate. We want to help focus on construction companies who want loans to finish their build outs or whatever they're called. And it's like, okay, sure, that is what we're going to do. We're not going to target all of the United States, because that's just wild. There's just not enough, honestly, money for that to target all those places. So what we're going to do is we are going to target not even Texas, right? We live in Texas. Not even Texas. Texas is big. So let's just do Houston, because what you want to do is you want to find advantages to why people should choose you to do business with you. And in this case, a small business that provides loans, okay, there's literally thousands of companies that do this, but what's your advantage? Well, you're in Houston, and if they want to, I have this thing that I think about. I call it, you want to have a face you can punch, meaning sometimes when you work with big businesses or big companies, you know, and there's not really anybody you can get mad at, like, it sucks. Or, you know, sometimes things happen, like accidents. Like, let's say somebody steals your stuff and you don't know who does it. Like, there's not a face you can punch. Like, if there was a face you can punch, you'd feel a lot better, because you know who you'd go after. You know, if when unfortunate things happen, it's like, you can't blame anybody. So it's like, I can't punch. You can't, like, or this is a kind of like an even more somber example, but like, if somebody gets kidnapped and this is awful, and or they go missing and you don't know what happened to them, you don't know where they went, you don't know if they're alive, you don't know if they're dead, you know, like, when it's that, like, who do you punch? You need somebody to punch, because you can't, it's like a burden that you can't get rid of. And that went way too that way, but when you are a small business, you are that face you can punch. Like, use it to your advantage. That's how I think about it. Like, okay, sure, you can use somebody else that has, you know, they're in all 50 states, but who are you going to punch? You can't punch them. You can punch me. I never say this. This is just like an internal thought process I have. And being a small business in Houston, targeting Houston companies, they can go to a physical person and be like, you're the guy who either helped me out, or you're the guy who I can punch in the face. Figure of speech. Nobody needs to get punched. Starbucks break. And so that is how we took somebody's idea, grand idea, and made it into a strategy. Because strategy, all that means is choices, between choices that you do and choices that you don't do. That is strategy. What do we choose to do, and what do we choose not to do? We want to choose a path that's going to get us to a place where we want to be. So first you need to know where you want to be, right? So in this case, for this company, they want to sell loans. I don't know if that's appropriate lingo, because I don't know, like, the industry like that. But they want to sell loans to small businesses. So the question is, to who? And so when we ran the real estate home construction loans, what we found is these things are not cheap, right? So if it's under $1,000 a month in advertising, and it's costing, you know, 12, 15 bucks per click, you're going to have a hard time getting calls, leads, consultations, even if you have the best website, even if you have the best messaging, even if, you know, there's just a lot of competition. It costs quite a bit to get a click, right? People are going to click around and read stuff. And I mean, that's just a tough place. So we looked at the data after like a week, and it was like, sir, client, this is what is going on. This is what's transpiring. What are your thoughts, right? And it was with the caveat of like, hey, honestly, I would not go after this. If you want to find your customers through Google Ads, it's not going to be doing this, unless you want to be patient enough to try it out for, I don't know, a year and see what you get. And you know, one customer would obviously be really, really, really good. So if it takes a year to get one customer, and then that could fund the rest of your ads, and you can get, you know, grow from there, that's great. But in this particular case, we do not have the time, because this is a new business and there's no other income. Like, they are looking for clients with what they have, right? So that's tough. Honestly, that's really tough. Or Google Ads being one of the channels, right? Still hand-to-hand combat, still personal network, still networking events that they can do. But paid advertising, like, all right, this is our shot. This is the best shot we can give it. So give the data, and it's like, okay, well, snap. Like, well, what do you think we should do? Like, obviously, that's not really gonna change anything soon, right? And that's the point of Google Ads. Like, you get immediate results. That's the idea. And so we look at other industries. Okay, what about car washes? What about restaurants? What about, and they had, like, the list is pretty abundant. Like, you can target any industry. And the thing is, too, like, with that is, like, we don't want to target everyone, because the messaging is not for everyone. It should be for a specific person. And what that means is, okay, so let's say you are really into eating burgers. Like, you're like super into burgers. You love burgers. Every time you eat out on the weekend, like, you're a burger guy. That's what you do. You don't really care about other stuff, right? And then let's say there's another person who is really into wings. They love wings. Every Friday, they go to eat wings. That's what they like to eat. So you got a guy who likes to eat burgers every Friday, and then you got another person who likes to eat wings every Friday. And so it's like, okay, if we target them saying, like, hey, we sell food, that is not going to be effective or as effective to those two brains, those two persons, those two audiences, right? Because if there's one person that likes burgers every Friday, there's a million people who likes burgers every Friday. If there's one person that likes, what was the example? Wings every Friday. There's a million people that like wings every Friday, right? That's like extrapolating out. And so the messaging, yes, you could say, we serve food. Try our food. But what would work better is if you say, we sell the best burgers in Houston. This person lives in Houston. They're like, oh, I love burgers. I live in Houston. I might try them out. Versus them saying, we eat burgers, or we sell food anywhere. Imagine that kind of messaging. We sell food anywhere. Join us to try our food anywhere you'd like to go. Like, that's just not as effective. Whereas in for the wings case, if it says, we sell the best wings in Houston, Texas, and this person lives in Houston, Texas, and they like wings, it's like, and this messaging is not even good. It's pretty broad, but at least it's targeted to the person who likes wings and who likes burgers. And so that's the idea behind the messaging being specific to a home construction loan, to a car wash that would need money, a restaurant that would need money. Whatever industry it is, it's like, okay, let's specifically target the messaging to these people or to these businesses. And so what we found out, or what, because initially we picked like three industries, can't remember what they were, but we finally decided, okay, we got to go after one, which was my take from the beginning. Like, you know, I've done this enough to be like, okay, look, it's, you should pick one. We should go at it, fully commit. And in 3 months, if we got something good, if not, then we rearrange. But like, we have to give it a fair shot. That's why it's good to have, or that's the benefit of having a bigger budget, is that you don't have to wait around as much. You can just spend it all. You could spend a good portion of it like in the first month, and then you'll know, like, okay, what adjustments can I make? And you can get to your goal faster. But, you know, circumstances are circumstances, but that is a benefit to doing it. Starbucks working. Okay, and so we decided to go for restaurant loans because that is like the amount of frequency for that keyword in Houston is pretty high. And so it's good because you'll know you'll get activity. And there are still keywords there that cost a lot. So just so you know what that means, like, there's something called a cost per click. The way Google Ads works is anytime somebody clicks on your ad, you pay a certain amount for that click. Think about it like a tollway. So you have your car, you can go the slow lane, right? Like a regular street, you can go a regular freeway, but sometimes there's too much traffic, or you can take the toll. The toll is built, right, with the idea that it's faster to get you somewhere, but you got to pay a fee every time you go through it. And that's all we're doing with Google Ads. We're putting our website and our ad in a toll so that people can get to our website faster or see our ad faster for a fee. And that fee is determined by Google determined by how many people are bidding for that keyword. So like if there's 10 people here and we all want to come up for coffee, it's like that guy will pay $1. I'll be like, I'll pay $1.50. And then that guy's like, I'll pay $2. And then everybody's like, all right, I don't want to pay more than $2. So we're all paying $2 because that's what it's worth at the time. If somebody comes and say, hey, I'll pay $10 for that. And it's like, well, go ahead and pay $10. And so the idea is they'll pay $10 until they run out of budget for the day. And then we get to pay $2 to pay what we want to pay for it. That is like a oversimplified way of how the bidding works. But just to add to that, so that it doesn't feel like, oh, the person with the most money gets the most clicks or gets the most attention. Like if you had endless pockets for advertising, that doesn't mean that you'll always be number one, always, all the time, everywhere. Because Google doesn't want to do that. Why don't they want to do that? It's like, why would other people advertise if you can just get outspent by every bigger company, right? It works off of auction, and it'll give you opportunities based off your landing page, your website, based off your ad, based off your quality score, based on your budget, based on your ad schedule, like literally based off of everything, based on where you're located, based on your targeting, based on your keywords. And they're gonna obviously, not that obviously, but Google Ads is going to try and get you what you want so that you can keep coming back and you can keep paying for the ads, and the people searching will find your ads, and that's their value. What does Google do? It connects people. That's all it does. And so with the high CPC for the restaurant, sometimes, right? But there are some that weren't that pricey. And so the idea is, okay, if we target the keywords that are not as pricey, that are more affordable, right? In the $2 to $3 range, then we can expect to get 100 clicks a month. And with 100 clicks a month, we can expect to get some kind of valuable data. So it's worth going down that path. And so we restructured, right? We updated the landing page, right? So we had the customer had just like a general, we do business loans website. And then it was like, okay, well, for who? Like it matters for who, especially when you're small, because like you don't have money to burn. You should spend every penny or every dollar as specific as possible. Like that's just the way to go. Because if not, the more broad it is, the more chance it has of getting to the wrong person. Yes, they might need a loan, but it might not be the right loan, or it might not be the right time, or it might not be the right place. And my camera's dying, so I guess I'll wrap this one up early. And so what we did is we went for the restaurants. We updated the website to have a specific landing page for restaurants. And now the strategy is, what are we doing? We are creating restaurant loan ads to reach restaurant loan keywords in Houston, Texas, for the budget that was under $1,000 a month, to lead to the website that's for restaurant loans, so that if somebody's looking up, like imagine the process on the other side, right? We set them up. What is the process on the other side? So I'm putting on my restaurant owner hat. Oh, I'm a restaurant owner. I want to start a restaurant. I wonder where I can get the money to do it. Let me look up restaurant loans in Houston. Okay, here's an ad. Let me click it. Let me read the information. Okay, they offer this, this, and that. They do have free consultations. Let me give them a call, see what it's like. Give them a call, and that's the process. Ideally, that's the process. More than likely, they're going to go, they're going to click like 80 different websites. They're going to read a bunch of articles. They're going to read a bunch of YouTube. And this is to my second point, which I didn't even get to. That's strategy one, right? The second strategy, there's a conversion strategy, like how many calls and leads do you get a month? Like where you're trying to pay per acquisition. You're trying to pay per phone call. Like one of those, you want to how much does the lead cost me? How much does a customer cost me? You want to figure out that data. But then there's another strategy, which is more about awareness. And this is where I was saying you can't mix the two. If you're more focused about awareness, like for instance, how much interest are there for restaurant loans? Like that's a good keyword to target, because the person looking it up wants a business loan, but they're not quite ready to get the loan. They're just getting information about the loan. And if you come up and you educate the customer, like they click your ad, that you educate them like, hey, this is how much it is. It's around this range, and you provide good content. Like that's very good. Maybe you get them to sign up for a newsletter or something, or still a free consultation, but they're not in a buying phase yet. So the conversion, quote unquote, for a customer, that's not a quote unquote. If you convert that customer, it's not going to happen right there. And so you can't expect, or you shouldn't look at an awareness campaign or strategy to be about that number. It's more about how many people can we have see our stuff, just to know about us. And this is actually kind of common, because before you can even like convert, sometimes you have to raise the awareness of your business. I have a dental practice that nobody knows where they're at. Like, even though we want patients, they want patients and stuff. It's like, okay, well, before we even get there, like, if we just raise the awareness of the area that you exist there, like just sheer volume, people are going to go to your practice and be like, oh, I drove 10 miles to go to this other practice. I'd rather go here. That idea. And so